الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات وقال الله تبارك وتعالى فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِندَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَّنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنْ التَّهْلِيلُ وَالتَّكْبِيرُ وَالتَّحْمِيدُ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُهُ النَّبِيُّ الْكَرِيمُ Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the 8th year, after the hijrat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwara, in a month of Ramadan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to Makkatul Mukarrama, and that is when the incident of the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama took place. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding on his conveyance. Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was seated behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator of the hadith describe the humbleness and the humility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while she was entering Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a black amama. On that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a helmet with his head bowed down, reciting Suratul Fatah, Inna Fatahna Laka Fatham Mubina. Wherein Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states, indeed, we have given you an open victory. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkatul Mukarrama from the north, and Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala entered Makkatul Mukarrama from the south. There was no confrontation when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered from the north. But with Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was confrontation from the south. And about two or three people then were killed. And in this very peaceful way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the mataf. His camel is placed in the mataf. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks around the Baytullah Sharif. There were approximately 360 idols. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a stick and he pokes at each idol, drops it down, and he recites this ayat of the Quran Kareem, Ja'a al-haqq wa zahaqa al-baatil. The truth has come. Tawheed has come. Proclamation in the oneness and the greatness of Allah has come. Batil has now come to an end. Nabi Kareem Sasa wanted to enter into the Kaaba Sharif. But before entering, he was aware that in the Kaaba Sharif there was a picture of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salam. A picture that both of them have a sword or spear in their hands, through which, in the time of Jahiliyyah, the people is to determine their faith through the spears. If they intended to do anything, they would go to someone and they would pick a spear. One would say yes, one would say no. And based on whatever comes in their way, according to that, they would make a determination of their future. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first instructed that picture of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam be removed from the Kaaba Sharif. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commented and he says that these people know that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam never used to do this. They believed everything from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They never determined the faith on what was written on the spear, yes or no. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Kaaba Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised and glorified Allah in the Kaaba Sharif. And according to a narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even performed salat in the Kaaba Sharif. At this time and point, the azmat, the greatness, the hurmat of the Kaaba Sharif has been greatly manifested. The thousands of people in the various miqats donning the ihram. And they proclaiming, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. They proclaiming the oneness, tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, submission, subjugation to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they are proceeding to Makkatul Mukarramah. At this time and point, there are thousands of people that are making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif. At this time and point, there are thousands of people making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And many thousands of people are viewing the Baytullah Sharif. Some are engaged in dua, some of them are engaged in zikr. And they are preparing themselves tomorrow to go to Mina. The position of a haji is very, very great and very sacred. They are in a sacred land, in a sacred condition, and in that condition, they will be proceeding to Mina. And just to understand how great a haji is, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from the Baytullah Sharif, he made an announcement. Very lengthy hadith. But one part of the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah harrama Makkah. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala declared Makkatul Mukarramah to be sacred from the time Allah created the sky and the earth. وَلَمْ يُحَرِّمْهَا أَهَدٌ. Nobody besides Allah declared Makkah Mukarramah sacred. وَإِنَّمَا أَحَلَّتْ لِي سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ. And for a very short time of the day, Allah made Makkah Mukarramah halal for me. It was permissible for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter into Makkah Mukarramah without the state of ihram. And should there be a need for bloodshed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have done that. But after that, the hurmat, the sacred of Makkah Mukarramah then return and it will remain like this till the day of Qiyamah. And how great, how sacred Makkah Mukarramah is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, La yu'bad shajaratun. Even a tree in Makkah Mukarramah, in the Haram Sharif, that cannot be removed. وَلَا يُخْتَلَى خَلَاهَا. And even the grass that's growing, that also cannot be plucked. وَلَا يُنَفَّرْ سَيْدُهَا. And if it is an animal, you cannot chase it. And the commentator of the hadith explained that if an animal is taking shade under a tree, you cannot remove that animal and go take shade under the tree. The animal also has protection to that extent. And if a person happened to lose anything, then you cannot pick up a person's item illa limu'arrif. With the exception of, you wish to pick it up with the intention to announce and try to locate who the owner is. When a tree in Makkah Mukarramah is sacred, a thorn in Makkah Mukarramah is sacred, a grass in Makkah Mukarramah is sacred, a wild animal is sacred, then imagine how sacred is a haji in the state of haram in the sacred land. And Nabi Kareem says, may dua, Allahumma gfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfar lahu al hajj. Allah forgive a haji. And when a haji seeks forgiveness for somebody else, Allah, you accept the istighfar of a haji for somebody else. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make it easy and asan for all the hujjaj who are now proceeding, who will be proceeding to Mina, and the remaining days, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make it easy for them, give them strength and energy, and Allah make this a trouble-free hajj without any kind of fitna, and would make it as easy as possible for everyone to complete the hajj. In the next few days, it will be the 9th of Zilhajj for us. It will be the days of Tashriq, the days of Zikr, to praise Allah, to glorify Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From Sunday, after Fajr, for the next 5 days, for 23 Salats, we have to make the Takbir at Tashriq. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even encouraged us, in these days, we should increase our tasbih, our tahmid, our takbir, praise and glorify Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. After every Fard Salat, it will be wajib to recite this takbir. Whether a person performs his Salat to Jama'ah, whether a person performs his Salat individually. It is wajib for the males to read this takbir at tashriq, it is also wajib upon the females to also recite this takbir at tashriq. And this takbir at tashriq is not only for those days. According to the hadith, we understand that even it is even before that. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, in the first 10 days of Zilhajj, even before the 9th, they should deliberately, purposefully go to the bazaar, to the marketplaces, and loudly read the takbir. When they used to read the takbir, everybody there would hear the takbir, they would also read the takbir with Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to be so conscious of this takbir and praising, making zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala during these days that in the books of hadith it is mentioned that he used to make the zikr of Allah ala firashihi. He used to be sitting on his bed. While he would be seated, while he would be walking, every time engaged in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These days are the days of praising Allah. These days are the days to glorify Allah. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in few enumerated days. And it refers to the days of Tashriq. The Imam Sahib in Isha Salah, he recited ayat of Hajj. And he referred to some ayat of the Quran al-Kareem in wherein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَفَدْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاسْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. People who are going to Arafat, Hajj, everything about Hajj is about zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Praising Allah, disconnected from everyone, you're only connected to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you come from Arafat, now, while you're coming to Muzdalifah by Mash'ar al-Haram, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And even after you finish with everything of Hajj, you pure, you clean at that time, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. When you complete your Hajj, فَاسْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. In the time of Jahiliyyah, people used to praise and glorify their forefathers. So Allah says that praise Allah more than that. Praise and glorify Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had encouraged us in these days that to spend your time in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu skurullah zikran kaseera. That, oh you who believe, make abundant zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And zikr is not only verbal proclamation. It is zikr actually, your heart must be attached to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you need to train your heart to come to that position by verbal proclamation. Sometimes when you keep on saying something verbally, it settles into the heart. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala defines who is a clever person, intelligent person. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the alternating of the day of the sky and the earth, day and the night, and the creation of the sky and the earth, they are signs for the intelligent ones. And in defining the intelligent one, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Intelligent people are those people who remember Allah, make dhikr of Allah in the standing posture, sitting posture, lying down, all the time they attach themselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about some outstanding qualities of the believers, He says, أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those men and women, males and females, who make abundant zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nowadays, everybody is asking questions about how you can attain peace, sukoon. People will take tablets. They will do everything to get some kind of peace and comfort. But the solution is in the Quran Kareem, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Behold, with the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the heart gets itminan, sukoon, contentment, and satisfaction. One sahabi, he came up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, inna shara'ya al-islam qad kathurat. Many laws of the shariat, on wuzu, on salat, on everything, too many laws of the shariat. And, أَخْبِرْنِي بِشَيْنْ أَسْتَنُّ بِهِ. Just tell me to do something where I will hold firm to it. Something very short and brief where I would practice on it and I would be practicing on entire Sharia on that. Nabi Kareem Sallam told him just one thing, one prescription. لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَتْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let your tongue be moist all the time in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرْيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. People go to Madinah to Munawwara, they want to take on, they'll spend 2-3 hours just to get an opportunity to go to Riyadhul Jannah. Very sacred place. But Riyadhul Jannah is also everywhere around the world. Nabi Kareem Sasa mentioned that when you pass by Riyadhul Jannah, pluck the fruits of Riyadhul Jannah. Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا رِيَاذُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is رِيَاذُ الْجَنَّةِ? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned حِلَقُ الذِّكَر. The gatherings of zikr. It's رِيَاذُ الْجَنَّةِ. These are gardens of Jannah, gardens of paradise. In one hadith, it is stated, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came up to the Sahaba. He observed that they are making the zikr of Allah. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, what makes you sit here? See that we are making the dhikr of Allah, we are praising, glorifying Allah. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I'm not asking you all this because I doubt you all. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam just came to me now and he told to me, Inna Allah yubahi bikum. You people are seated here, you're making the dhikr of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prides himself what you people are doing here on earth. Making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَحَسَّرْ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَاتٍ تَمُرُّ بِهِ لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Oh, كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. People who go into Jannah, they won't regret anything. But should they regret on anything, it would be those moments which pass in the world without making the zikr of Allah. And just two points, I will make thought-provoking points before I conclude. To understand the importance of zikr so that we inculcate the habit of zikr within ourselves. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, لَا تُقَامُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يُقَالَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. The world will never come to an end until there's a single person who would say, Allah, Allah, making the zikr of Allah. The existence of the world is dependent on a person taking the name of Allah. One person take the name of Allah, the world will exist. When the existence of the world is dependent on a person taking the name of Allah, then surely the existence of the life in our hearts also depends on us taking the name of Allah. How our hearts can be alive without taking the name of Allah? We slaughter an animal for qurbani time. That animal can only be halal if you make the zikr of Allah. وَلَا تَأْكُلُ مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. The animal can't be halal until we speak about two types of impurities. One is the blood and all the filth and dirt. And what is another type of impurity? that for that meat of that animal to become halal, you have to take the zikr of Allah, take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then what about us become spiritually cleansed? When that animal can have to become pure by taking the name of Allah, how can we become pure without taking the name of Allah? So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat that we inculcate this habit of making zikr within ourselves, especially in these days, the next few moments that are becoming very, very sacred. In the morning, try to join the zikr majlis after fajr. You don't have to join the zikr majlis, even on your own. The tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, whatever you can make. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, if a person says subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. Just say subhanallah, it hardly takes 10 seconds. Just say subhanallah, which means Allah is pure. The reward of that, it fills up the scales on the day of Qiyamah. And would that if you just have to say alhamdulillah, then the reward of it is so great that the area between the sky and earth fills up with ajr and reward. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Just the two statements, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, kalibatani habibatani ila rahman, khafifatani ala al-lithan, saqilatani fil mizan, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Just two statements, so easy on the tongue, but very beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Try to inculcate this habit, and as far as possible, even our own moments, whatever we are doing, then attach our hearts to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the days Allah's special rahmat, Allah's special mercy comes, and we should be in our own moments, moments of our dua, make dua for the Hujjaj, make dua for our brothers that are struggling in Kashmir at this time and point, where they're in a siege. Make dua, Allah makes it easy for them. Allah bring a good, easy, quick political solution to them. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is such that it's like the parts of the body. One part of the body pain, the entire body suffers the consequences. We feel the pain. So our Muslim brothers are suffering somewhere. We can't have iman in us without us having feeling for our brother in the different parts of the world. Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان
اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين، اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين، اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا من الصالحين، اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين، اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة، رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي، ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. رب اغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم اعذنا من عذاب القبر، اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اغفر للحاج، اللهم اغفر للحاج، اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا، اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وذنبا مغفورا وتجارة لن تبور. او الله، او رحيم الله، كريم الله، الله forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, we are very, very sinful. Allah, every part and every limb of our body is soaking in guna and sins. Ya Allah, you have given us so many ni'mats and bounties, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the water that we drink. Ya Allah, so many ni'mat and bounties, countless ni'mat and bounties, but within enjoying a ni'mat and bounty, we disobey you. Allah, we are very, very shameful, O Makareem Allah. Forgive us, O Makareem Allah. Forgive us for every guna, every sin that we have committed. Allah, you are Rahim and Kareem, O Makareem Allah. Allah, when dirty clothes are put in a washing machine, Allah, it turn itself and come up pure and clean. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna al-khataya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqini min al-khataya kama yunaqqa thawb al-abyadu min al-danas. Allah, just as dirty clothes get washed and comes up pure and clean, Allah, you pure, make us pure and clean like that, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, forgive us every sin that we have committed in the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, openly and daringly we have committed guna in the darkness of the night. Openly, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, what the sin that we have committed publicly, secretly, O Makareem Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, O Makareem Allah, please forgive us. Allah, we are not justifying our sin. Allah, we are confessing our sin. Ya Allah, it's a Mubarak night in your house. Ya Allah, if during the Mubarak moment of Hajj, Allah, we beg of you, O Makareem Allah, forgive every guna of ours. We make, Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat to God, to of tawbat and nasuha, sincere tawbah. O Makareem Allah, grant us the realization of death. Grant us the realization of standing before you. O Makareem Allah, cleanse and purify us before we come to you, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, forgive the sins of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Makareem Allah, all the hujjaj, Ya Allah, they are preparing themselves tomorrow to go to Mina. Make it easy and asan for them. Especially, O Allah, those people that are elderly and weak, those people that are sick, O Allah, and ill, Ya Allah, make it, grant them strength and energy, grant them spiritual strength and make it easy for them to go to Mina, to Arafat, to Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, make the Hajj easy for them. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj of all the hujjaj. Make it a turning point for the Ummah, O Makareem Allah. Turning point for the Ummah. Remove the difficulties of the Ummah of Allah. O Makareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let your rahmat and mercy come into the entire Ummah. Ya Allah, let the Hajj become a trouble-free Hajj. Ya Allah, or anybody that have bad and evil intention to disrupt the Hajj, Ya Allah, let their schemes fail, O Makareem Allah. Protect the Hujjaj. Ya Allah, help and assist all the people that are administering the and assisting the Hujjaj, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, in this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, you forgive us, grant us tawfiq and hidayah to turn towards you. Ya Allah, you cleanse us and purify us, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, grant us ikhlas, grant us sincerity, grant us ilahiyat. O Makareem Allah, Ya Allah, help and assist the Muslims in Kashmir. The difficulty, the hardship they are going through, Ya Allah, weaken the plot of the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, weaken the plot. Whatever they intend doing, Allah, let it fall against them. Let the schemes go against them. Ya Allah, you
help and assist them, Allah, and remove the difficulty, the hardship of the Muslims of Kashmir, O Makarim Allah. Grant them a quick solution, political solution. Ya Allah, make it easy and asan upon them, O Makarim Allah. Wherever the Muslims are suffering around the world, remove the difficulty, remove the hardship, O Makarim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, those people that are ill and sick, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Ya Allah, those people that are having health related problem, grant them shifa. Ya Allah, those people that are having financial related problem, grant them halal tayyib rizq. Those people that are having marriage related problems, domestic related problems, family related problems, whatever difficulty or hardship they're going through, oh Allah, you remove the difficulty, remove the hardship. Ya Allah, those people that are seated here, those people that are listening to a program, Ya Allah, whatever their wishes, their desires, Ya Allah, whatever is jaiz and halal for them, what is good for them according to your absolute and infinite knowledge, you grant it to them, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, the greatest thing that we want from you is you, my Allah. O Allah, we have everything in the world, but we don't have you. We've got nothing. O Makarim Allah, we don't have nothing in the world, but we have you. We have everything. Allah, you want, we want from you, you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let your remembrance inhabit our hearts, O Makarim Allah. Let our heart be connected to you, O Makarim Allah. Grant us the realization and the tawfiq that, O Makarim Allah, that we come from you and we're going to return to you, O Makarim Allah. Let our heart and soul only be attached to you, O Makarim Allah. Grant everyone of our husna khatima. At the time of our mouth, grant us the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Save us from the punishment of the qabr. O Makarim Allah, put noor in our qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr. Save us from those amal, those actions that will lead to punishment of the qabr. O Allah, all our family people, near, dear one, those that passed away, put noor in the qabr, elevate their status, forgive them, O Makarim Allah, open the windows of Jannah and the fragrance of paradise for them, O Makarim Allah. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected, resurrect the naik and the salihin, with the pious people, with the abrar, O Makarim Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us the water of the Hawd-e-Kawthar from the Mubarak hand of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those people that have requested for dua, or those people that expect us that we make dua for them, or those people that have a haqq upon us that we make dua for them. Ya Allah, you know all the wishes, you know the desire of everyone, you know the challenges of people, oh my Kareem Allah, you help them, Ya Allah, you assist them, grant them their heart wishes and desires. Allah, all those people that we have hurt, oh my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us for that and compensate them on our behalf, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.